From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, August 2nd, 2019. After Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Sarah Gideon admitted to a campaign finance violation, some are saying it could hurt her campaign. Mal Leary has more.
Gideon, Maine's current House Speaker, admits her state leadership PAC reimbursed her for political contributions she made to a congressional candidate, which is a violation of federal law. University of Maine at Farmington political science professor Jim Melcher says the mistake could hurt her with some Democratic primary voters.
In Democratic primaries, you know, a lot of Democrats really care a lot about campaign finance issues.
In a written statement, Gideon's campaign manager, Amy Mesner, blamed the error on bad advice received by the campaign, but she did not elaborate about where it came from. Both she and Gideon have declined requests for interviews. Mesner says Gideon wrote a personal check to the U.S. Treasury to offset the improper contributions. Still, University of Southern Maine political science professor Ron Schmidt says if Gideon does win the Democratic nomination, Republicans will likely use the violation against her in the general election campaign. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's launching a voucher program for up to 25 young people in and around Portland who are aging out of the foster care system. The program's part of a national initiative called Foster Youth to Independence. In Maine, it'll partner with Portland Housing Authority and local social services. A Maine judge is ordering that Gage D'Alphonse of Auburn be held without bail. He's charged with the murder of Jean Fournier of Turner following an argument in the parking lot of a Walmart in Auburn on the night of July 27th. And federal agriculture officials will begin tomorrow dispersing rabies vaccine baits targeted at raccoons across a wide swath of northeast Maine. The Times Record reports 49 raccoons, bats, skunks, and foxes have tested positive for rabies in Maine this year in 12 of 16 counties. In weather tonight, clear except for some clouds in the north, lows in the 50s to the low 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny to partly cloudy with some afternoon thunder, humid with highs in the mid-70s to the mid-80s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Have a great weekend. I'm Nora Flaherty.